You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Today's Retail Daily Minute is brought to you with the help and support of Ownit AI. Ownit AI helps brands and retailers win Google search by answering their shoppers' questions online. To learn more, visit ownit.co.
Headline one comes to us from the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal recently uncovered the covert operations of a little-known arm of Amazon called Big River Services International, which operates under the guise of an independent e-commerce entity while secretly gathering intelligence on Amazon's competitors. Initially conceived as Project Curiosity in 2015, Big River's primary objective was to infiltrate rival e-commerce marketplaces to gather data on pricing, logistics, and other operational details. This information was then shared with Amazon to inform its own business strategies and decisions. Big River's operations involved attending rival seller conferences incognito, creating fictitious brands to sell products on competing platforms, and even manufacturing false identities to maintain secrecy. Despite efforts to conceal its ties to Amazon, some inconsistencies, such as misspellings on its website and references to Amazon on LinkedIn profiles of team members, raised suspicions. The team behind Big River used various tactics to hide their association with Amazon, including using non-Amazon email addresses for external communication and avoiding electronic distribution of reports to Amazon executives to prevent a paper trail. Additionally, Big River engaged in partnerships with rival logistics companies like FedEx to gain insights into their operations. For instance, by participating in FedEx's fulfillment program, Big River obtained valuable information that influenced Amazon's own logistics strategies. While Amazon defended Big River's actions as common practice in the business world, some former team members expressed discomfort with their clandestine activities. The project, originally named Project Curiosity, was later rebranded as the Small Business Insights team to downplay its secretive nature. Despite its efforts to fly under the radar, Big River's covert operations have now been brought to light, revealing the lengths to which Amazon goes to maintain its competitive edge in the e-commerce landscape. Headline 2 comes to us from a Wayfair press release. Wayfair is set to inaugurate its first large-format Wayfair store on May 23, 2024, at 10 o'clock in the morning. The store, sprawling across 150,000 square feet, will be situated in Eden's Plaza in Wilmette, Illinois, and offer a comprehensive range of home-related products, including furniture, home decor, housewares, and home improvement items, catering to various styles and budgets. Additionally, the store will feature an on-site restaurant called The Porch. Headline 3 comes to us from Fox Business. Arnetta Dean, an Illinois resident, has filed a class action lawsuit against Target, alleging that the retail giant unlawfully collected and stored her biometric data, including face and fingerprint scans, without her consent, thus violating the Illinois Biometric Information Privacy Act, also known as BIPA. The lawsuit, filed in Cook County, seeks to prevent Target from further infringing upon the privacy rights of Illinois residents and seeks statutory damages for the alleged collection, storage, and use of customers' biometric data. According to the lawsuit, Target's surveillance systems, including cameras equipped with facial recognition technology in its Illinois stores, covertly gather biometric data on customers without their knowledge or consent. The lawsuit contends that Target neither informs customers of this practice before they enter the store nor obtains their consent prior to collecting their biometric data, thus violating the requirements of BIPA. Enacted in 2008, BIPA mandates that companies in Illinois must obtain written consent from individuals before collecting, storing, or disclosing their biometric data. Additionally, companies are required to provide notice to individuals about the purpose and duration of data collection, as well as the policies for data retention and destruction. The lawsuit alleges that Target failed to comply with these legal requirements, thereby exposing individuals to heightened risks of identity theft since biometric data, unlike other identifiers, cannot be easily changed if compromised. The lawsuit seeks damages ranging from $1,000 to $5,000 for each violation of BIPA, along with attorney's fees and injunctive relief. Similar class action lawsuits have been brought against other companies for alleged violations of BIPA, including Facebook, Google, Snapchat, and TikTok, and underscore the growing concerns surrounding the collection and use of biometric data and highlight the importance of adhering to privacy laws to protect individuals' rights and personal information.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by OmniTalk. Be careful out there.